Thank you for listening. You're listening to Medicine Remix.
Support for today's Medicine Remix show comes from Once A Day Gritolin. Helps renew feelings of interest, practice, purpose, and hope in your life so you can stop being a whiny little bitch in no time. Do you cause yourself and others pain every time you complain? Do you feel of no use with every single excuse? If so, you might want to ask your doctor about Gritolin, the only long-lasting perseverance pill on the market. When life gives you shit again, just pop another Gritolin. Now, back to the resilience of Medicine Remixed.
This week's dictionary phrase is mirror neurons.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Jean-Claude Van Damme, I'm fine.
If you observe someone practicing their craft,
now watch me whip, kill it, now watch me nay-nay.
Can this observing allow you to acquire skills from that person almost as if by osmosis?
Do it.
Well, no one's researched this with people observing neurosurgeons. A study like that would involve life and death stakes.
Oh God.
It would compromise patients' privacy.
Damn.
And it would run afoul of ethics review boards. But in the past two decades, researchers have conducted studies involving lower stakes activities, and these studies are pretty enlightening. We've all had the experience of watching a football game and seeing the quarterback get sacked with a vicious hit. Instantly, we recoil our own bodies as if we were absorbing the blow. Or we see a person crying and our eyebrows furrow in unison with theirs.
Real life.
We carry out these reflective actions because of a type of nerve cell named mirror neurons.
Whoa.
Our mirror neurons fire the same way whether we're performing an action or whether we're witnessing someone else performing that same action. In a way, you could call it learning by observing or experiencing by observing.
Oh, okay.
Mirror neurons first were discovered in the 1990s when Italian researchers studied macaque monkeys.
What the fuck did you call me?
These researchers attached electrodes directly to monkeys' brains in order to identify activity in single neurons. The finding was that mirror neurons in monkeys' brains fired both when monkeys grabbed an object and also when monkeys observed other monkeys grabbing the same object.
Whoa.
Eventually, studies of mirror neurons were expanded to include humans.
Yeah, yeah.
With humans, fMRI normally is used to study the presence and firing of mirror neurons. fMRI stands for functional magnetic resonance imaging. fMRI is a radiological technique, and in humans, fMRI obviates the need for invasive electrode attachments.
Woo!
The findings with humans have been equally as enlightening as those with monkeys. We now know that mirror neurons help to govern multiple processes behind our social interactions, physical motions, and language development.
This is truly astonishing because it's as though this neuron is adopting the other person's point of view, almost as though it's performing a virtual reality simulation of the other person's action. Now, what is the significance of these mirror neurons? For one thing, they must be involved in things like imitation and emulation, because to imitate a complex act requires my brain to adopt the other person's point of view. So this is important for imitation and emulation.
Among regulating other functions, mirror neurons come into play in our feeling empathy for other people.
Empathy is feeling with people.
In our interpreting facial expressions.
Then why are you upset?
I'm not upset.
You look upset.
In some of our brain disorders, such as autism, which in large part are characterized by poor social interactions.
If you make a list of all the properties, emotional empathy, theory of other minds, imitation, pretend play, and you look at all the functions of mirror neurons and make a tabular column of the functions that are deficient in autism, it's almost a perfect fit. This is what led us to suggest mirror neuron dysfunction might be the basis of autism.
And in the evolution of our language skills.
Affirmative.
No. Gotta listen to the way people talk. You don't say affirmative or some shit like that. You say no problemo.
No problemo.
That's great. See, you're getting it.
In addition, stroke victims are using new therapies inspired by mirror neurons to help regain movement.
Mirror therapy
is another tool that's being used in stroke rehabilitation. Studies have been done on it, and they use functional MRIs to look at the brain while doing mirror therapy, and they find that there are parts of the affected hemisphere that were affected by the stroke do fire in certain areas when the patient looks at their unaffected hand in the mirror.
It's very often the case that little kids who watch their handyman fathers using tools and doing handiwork around the house
are going to play a wonderful game called Who is My Daddy and What Does He Do?
Grow to be handy mechanics themselves.
Well, in what way are you qualified?
Well, my father was a mechanic. His father was a mechanic. My mother's father was a mechanic. My three brothers are mechanics. Four uncles on my father's side are mechanics.
This in part is believed to happen via firing of mirror neurons. The author Robert Greene wrote a book named Mastery. It was a book about people who combine talent with hard work to achieve massive success.
Ballin'.
These people included past masters such as Mozart, Charles Darwin, and Benjamin Franklin, and modern-day masters such as startup advisor Paul Graham, Manny Pacquiao's trainer Fred Roach, and linguistics expert Daniel Everett. A narrative theme throughout Greene's book is how these masters began as apprentices during a period of intense observation and practice before breaking out on their own.
The life stories of these various contemporary figures dispel the notion that mastery is somehow passé or elitist. They come from all different backgrounds, social classes, and ethnicities. The power they have achieved is clearly the result of effort and process, not genetics or privilege. Their stories also reveal how such mastery can be adapted to our times and the tremendous power it can bring us.
Greene weaves into the profiles 2 decades worth of neuroscientific findings about mirror neurons, and he mentions how human brains are highly suited for this form of learning.
Yeah!
Wouldn't it be nice if we could shed the pounds by watching other people exercise? Well, hopefully they'll find mirror neurons for that too.
Baby, baby.
With today's dictionary phrase, I'm Big H, and you're listening to Medicine Remix.
I check the dictionary next to the definition.
They were.
Calling the Medicine Remix hotline. Please leave
message
at the sound of the beep. Thank you.
What's up, Medicine Remix? It's Christian from Afro Beats. Just wanted to come through and let you guys know you're an inspiration. I can't believe you've been doing it for 2 years, and I can't wait to go back and see how much you've transformed. I definitely look for you guys as inspiration, and I hope I'm as good as you guys in the next couple years. Thanks for putting in the work. Talk to you later.
Please do your part, the podcast, share them if you like them, if they're good, spread the word. We've been getting incredible feedback, man, and to those of you who have written in, thanks. Those who haven't, man, feel free to do it. I know for me, man, it's been pretty incredible. Some of the feedback we've gotten has been, I mean, to be real honest, like life-changing, like really impactful.
I mean, you know, even if one person's listening and benefiting from this, that's enough motivation for me to keep doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, keep up the good work. Thanks for listening, thanks for spreading the word, and we got a lot of things coming up, man. Any words of wisdom?
Stay hungry.
Stay hungry. I agree.
But eat healthy.
But eat healthy.
Medicine Remixed.